Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch. Welcome, everybody. So nice to have you here, as always, on Friday, 11 in the morning, Pacific Standard Time. That's the way we do it here. And, of course, this is LA Talk Radio, the country's most listened to talk radio station on the Internet. Today, as always, I have a great subject for you. To do with soul contracts. Soul contracts, what is that? Connecting with your soul and what you're supposed to do in life and figuring things out. Well, you know, I get a lot of people who come into my office who have issues and problems. And, you know, I'm sort of a spiritual psychologist, I guess I would call myself. I ask them to take a look at themselves and more focus on some of the lessons they've learned. What lessons have you learned? You know, from the things that have happened to you, what are some of those lessons? And so what they do is they kind of slowly work through figuring out things. And there's a lot to do with psychology and early messages we get about who we are from our parents that affect us our whole lives. And it's a matter of sort of unprogramming, deprogramming those messages, which are not the healthiest things. So that's what we do a lot of times. But also I tell them to think about a purpose in life. What is their purpose? I don't have a purpose. Or you know, what do you think that you're here to do? A lot of people say, well, I've had a crummy life. I'd had bad parents. I've had broken relationships. A lot of people have been cruel to me. And I didn't ask for this. And if I asked for this, I wouldn't do this. So I ask them to just kind of take a look at how they may have created these things in their lives. And then they really get angry with me. I wouldn't create this situation if I had it. You know, so anyway. This is what we're talking about today. And my guest is really a very intriguing person. She's written a wonderful book that I've just read. Her name is Danielle McKinnon. She's a leader in the intuitive coaching and the soul contracts arena. And Danielle challenges people to rethink how they view themselves. Yeah, to look at their strengths and their weaknesses. And also combining their intuitive skills with her unique ability to connect with the soul. I do believe that there is a soul. A lot of people, I'm not religious. You don't have to be religious. It has nothing to do with religion to me. Anyway, Danielle continues to lead thousands of people through their challenges, you know, into a world of possibility and also into what she calls brilliance. So I think, you know, it's really going to be fascinating to talk to her about her latest book. And again, it's called Soul Contracts, Find Harmony and Unlock Your Brilliance. And, you know, we're also going to ask her some questions because I'm fascinated with her being one of the best psychic mediums in the country. She's appeared on national TV, on numerous radio stations around the world. Also as one of the country's most popular teachers on soul connections and reconnecting to our best self. I love that. She's also an esteemed faculty member at the Omega Institute, Lily Day Assembly, and the Kripalu Center. I hope I pronounced that right. As many other globally recognized teaching and wellness institutions. She's on the air with us right now. Let's welcome her, Danielle. So nice to have
Hi.
You. Hi, girl. How are you?
How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's so nice to have you here on the show. And I really enjoyed reading your book. It was right there. I mean, I'm with you. It's really most helpful. you know, for
folks. That's awesome to hear.
Yep. You know what I really liked about it also is that it was, you know, I kind of introduced myself as sort of a spiritual psychologist. You know, I do a lot of mm-hmm. that. But it's very psychologically oriented. Which I love.
That's what I have heard.
Yeah.
So, I'm not psychologically oriented, but I guess I am since I wrote that book.
Yeah. Well, you're sure helping people, and you help people unravel, you know, a lot of things and understanding why they do what they do or why things are happening to them, which I think is fascinating because, I mean, I know you, you know, get a lot of that, don't you, Danielle? A lot of people say, I wouldn't ask for this life I have, right?
I have a lot of people say, this wasn't the life I wanted.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
wasn't the one I was planning on.
Exactly.
Please help me.
Exactly. That's the thing. Oh, by the way, folks, in case you just tuned in here, you're on LA Talk Radio on the couch with Dr. Michelle. My special guest today is Danielle McKinnon. Her latest book is called Soul Contracts, Find Harmony and Unlock Your Brilliance. If you would like to ask a question to Danielle, feel free to do so. That'd be cool. We'll give it a go, won't we, Danielle? We'll talk to folks. It's 323.
It's always fun.
It is fun. It's 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. If you are shy and you would rather not put your voice on the air, you can, of course, email me here. Right here at the station, it's hooked up. It's Doc Michelle, DLC Michelle, with two L's at AOL. And that'll be great. If you have a question, you're shy, just ask me the question online, and we'll tackle it. How's that, guys? What always fascinates me is, and I have had experiences with people who are very psychic. A life-changing experience with someone who literally saved my life when I lived in San Francisco over 25 years ago.
Wow.
We'll talk, girl. But, I want to know, it's just, how did you know, and what was happening to you when you were young and that made you realize that you weren't psychic? I mean, I'm fascinated.
It's a good question because it's not something that everybody does.
Yeah.
In fact, I was on a completely different track.
Yes.
And then kind of ran into this. As a kid, I was the weird one. Or at least, let me say, I felt like I was the weird one. I felt like I didn't fit in. And I was very into animals and birds. Aww. And I had hamsters and caterpillars.
Yeah.
I mean, I had every animal you could have
that's
I had in my
neat.
House.
Oh, that's and, cool.
Yeah, I know. I love animals. And I felt a connection to them.
Yeah.
And my mom knew I felt a connection to them, but she didn't understand the connection.
Sure.
So
sure.
I would say, I know what they're thinking. I know when he's upset. I would explain how much I knew.
Sure.
And my mom would say, okay, Dan, that's fine. But she didn't understand what I was really saying, which was that I'm connecting in. I hear these animals. I feel these animals.
Wow.
And so it ended up being that I never really fit in growing up. I could kind of morph myself enough.
Yeah.
But I never truly felt like a part of anything. And I spent a lot of time trying not to sense, not to feel as much as I felt. As I got older, I spent a lot of time trying to disconnect from all that sensitivity. And I know I meet a lot of people who go, wait, I'm really sensitive too. Maybe it's not a bad thing. Maybe I'm not supposed to dumb this down. Maybe I should work with it.
Yeah.
So your sensitivity can either be a challenge and you take everything personally and you can't watch certain shows on TV and, you know, where you're very, very, it's just too much. We're sometimes living in the world can be too much.
Sure.
But if you learn how to harness it, like I did, it becomes a strength.
Yes.
And that's what I teach people every day. It's really fun to watch someone going from, I don't like to be around people, to being able to go to the mall.
Yes.
Because now they can handle being around people.
Exactly. But you've helped them through that. And that's so amazing. I mean, that's what's wonderful.
That's what's fun, too.
Yeah, that's fun. There you go, girl. That's right. That's cool.
Eventually, I... I had a dog who was sick, and this is after college and after grad school and everything, and I had my dog was sick, and a friend suggested I would bring her to a pet psychic, and I'd been kind of sheltered from this stuff my whole life, spirituality, psychics, anything like that, because my mom didn't know anything about it, so we basically didn't go there.
Yeah.
And I jumped on that, because I've always, obviously, I have some connection there, so when I brought my dog to the pet psychic, and the pet psychic looked at my dog, looked at me, looked at my husband, and said, all right, she's sick, and she'd been sick for days in the hospital. We'd already spent $3,000 or $4,000. No one knew what was up. He said, she's sick because she's anxious. Aww. She's anxious because you and your husband have been fighting about your mother.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God.
I know.
God.
And he was totally right. So for me, that was kind of my aha moment.
Yeah.
I have my MBA. I was in the corporate world. Yeah. I was, you know, going kind of on the corporate fast track. And I went, what am I doing? This is wrong. I've got to change my whole life up. And and basically, over the next few years, I decided to work with animals and help animals through my psychic abilities.
I think it's amazing. I mean, it's really a gift. And whatever, you know, someday maybe they'll discover. You believe that we all have this gift, but we just sort of somehow, some of us like you are much luckier and have that ability to just get on that vibration and tune in to, you know, animals and, of course, people as well. And that's
I've never met anybody who couldn't do it.
Oh, my gosh.
I teach classes in it all the time, and everybody comes in, I don't know. And I get, because I'm kind of a heady person, I'm also flaky, but I'm also heady and analytical, I attract real analytical, hardcore people who want solid evidence, and they'll leave that class going, I can't believe I'm doing it. This is amazing.
Exactly.
So I really, really, truly believe everybody can do it.
Wow. That's awesome. And that, that's really neat. And you are heady. I mean, you have an MBA and you're in the corporate world and you're the business person, but also you have this other side of you that's so intuitive and, you know, artistic and feeling, and that's awesome. It must be hard though to turn it off. I mean, I would think you're this transmitter and receiver and you're out there in public and it's kind of like, oh, nope, don't want to hear that, don't want to feel that, you know.
Well, it is sometimes hard to turn it off. I do a pretty good job.
Yeah.
But a funny thing happened today. So somebody found out what I did. I go to CrossFit. I go to this gym every morning, and someone said to me while we're doing our run, oh, I hear you're a pet psychic. Now, I'm in the middle of running, and pet psychic, obviously, it's only one part of what I do. I'm in the middle of running, kind of not that excited about how hard we're running, how fast. She's going, why does my cat always throw up? I'm like, are you seriously asking me this? I'm off. I turned it off.
Thank you. Exactly. Oh, my gosh. That's hysterical.
Yeah, I didn't answer that one.
Well, bless your heart.
I went back to my run.
You know, you want to
nicely.
Yeah, exactly. You're a nice person, so you want to keep it stealth on the down low. But sometimes we got to keep those things stealth. Let's talk about your great book, Soul Contracts: Finding Harmony and Unlocking Your Brilliance. And so I was fascinated by, you know, the idea of the soul contract, because as I mentioned at the top of the show, you know, folks come in to see me and they say, well, if I have a soul, I wouldn't ask, if I came into this, I wouldn't ask for this life. It sucks. And, you know, like that. I think my soul would be smarter. So what is a soul contract, just to help folks out?
Okay. So the kind of soul contract that I focus on in the book, because there's lots of other kinds, but the kind I focus on the book are the little deals that we make with ourselves to cover up our kind of inner pain.
Yes.
So if I don't feel good about myself, one of the deals I make about with myself may be, well, if I don't feel good about myself, I don't want anyone else to know that.
Right.
So I think I'll try to fly under the radar wherever I go.
Hmm.
So that I'm going to fly under the radar, that becomes a soul contract.
Hmm.
And while it seems like a good idea. Ooh, that'll keep me feeling safer, and no one will know how I don't feel good about myself. No one will know what's really deep down. Mm. It also becomes a block.
Yes.
Because here you are, you only feel okay being invisible, and you're going, but I'm trying to start my business, and I can't find clients, or sales are not going well.
Exactly.
And it's because this soul contract is blocking you.
Wow, that is really something. So, you know, and again, it's this whole thing about, believe me, it's deeply psychological. Logical as well. I mean, like you said, Danielle, we shove stuff down and we just don't want to deal with stuff. But there's, and you talk about it in your book, And I don't want to give it away too much because I really want you guys to pick this up, because you'll learn a lot about yourself and how to get rid of a lot of that stuff going on in your root belief systems. Right? And all that
yes.
stuff, you know, all that unhealthy
stuff. We want
stuff.
Clean root belief That's systems. It. Yes.
Yeah, and can you,
those root beliefs yeah. can really get to people. It's so, and you yeah. know this with your yeah. background. Yeah. We have so many of us actually, all of us have these little fears or beliefs about ourselves that we hide in the background. I'm not good
oh,
enough.
Yeah.
I'm not worthy. I'm not
sure.
lovable. I'm not good. I'm not Ugh. Safe.
Yeah.
I'm not protected. And so they kind of stay in the background while we're going through our normal everyday life. But we think we've shoved them down.
Yep.
We think, oh, no, that's fine. I don't feel that way anymore. But
yeah.
it's still there. And it's actually directing us through our life.
Wow. Isn't that something? And it is very subconscious. I mean, we're not mm-hmm. aware of it. And where do these messages, do you think, come from? Where are all these things coming from?
What I have found is that, in my experience, I believe in past lives.
Yes.
Well, there are some beliefs that come from past lives. But what I've found is I can always trace it back. I have the ability to work with someone and go, okay, let's look at you at 2. Let's look at you at 1. And then I get information on what's going on. So
wow.
through that ability, what I've found is that most people have something that occurred around 1, 2, mm-hmm. 3, 4, or 5, something mm-hmm. right in there real early mm-hmm. that made them start going, huh, I'm not feeling so protected right now. What's
wow.
up? So their
wow.
young, little, unformed brain oh. is perceiving something, and they could have the most loving parents in the world or horrible parents. It doesn't matter. It's just their experience.
Oh.
That little kid is perceiving something in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and then it gets hammered home until it becomes a belief.
Wow. Isn't that fascinating? I really believe in that. I
Me
and,
too.
And it's, you know, you're good. And it is hammered in young, and we really,
yeah.
gosh, we form those belief systems so early. And there, you know, a lot of people in this, you know, kind of contemporary psychological community sort of go, yeah, right, yeah, psychoanalytic, psychodynamic, give me a break for it. But I mean, truly, boy, was he a genius. There is something about, you know, not necessarily talking about penis envy. I think that was a patriarchal kind of weird thing at the time, but we won't go there, Danielle. But I think about, you know, truly about, you know, how we shove things down for survival. And then we
yeah.
have these little belief systems as these little souls. And here we are, 20 something, 30, 40, 50, and we're still buying
yeah.
it. We're still buying
yeah.
it. You know, I am not worthy.
We had no idea
yeah.
what we were doing when we were 2 was going to stick. You know, we're not
yeah.
thinking like that. We're going, okay, how do I get through this? I don't feel safe right now. How do I get through this? I'll
yeah.
just move it over here.
Yeah.
And over here happens to be basically, I like to describe the soul as this kind of like big silver disco ball within
yeah.
you. And then these energies as these kind of like the I'm not safe energy, that belief
wow.
as more of an energy that kind of embeds itself on that soul. It
wow.
it blackens, you know, it's we need to clean it off like you would clean a fireplace, that
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah.
So as you believe it, the black stuff gets more and more dark. As you shift it, we get less and less black stuff and more access to who we really are.
Wow.
So what I'm not doing, I'm not asking people to change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking people to look within, shift the things that are there that don't need to be there so they can mm-hmm. see who they really are.
Wow. Okay. And then, you know, the more we shift, the more we learn, and we learn new thinking patterns, and we allow new things into our, you know, thoughts and our souls, and that's how the switch occurs, and that's what your book is about. By the way, in case you just tuned in here, guys, you're on LA Talk Radio on the couch, and the book we're talking about today is called Soul Contracts, Finding Harmony, or Find Harmony and Unlock Your Brilliance. My special guest author on the air with me right now is Danielle McKinnon. She has been doing this for most of her life, since she was a child.
As it turns out, yes.
Yes, very psychic, very open to energies, very open to picking up on people. And, you know, and that's really cool, though, because you went underground for a while, because you have to keep these skills on the down low, because you don't want to scare people. But as you, you know, have grown and become so out there and helping people, what a super thing that you are doing for others. And this book,
I do love doing
right?
it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love doing it. It's
yeah.
really fun to watch somebody shift and come back and go, I feel so much happier, or this worked out, my career is going like crazy, or I feel so, I like myself finally. Yeah. That's a really cool one to hear.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's terrific. By the way, guys, if you want to call in live here, the number 323-203-0815, if you have a question for Danielle McKinnon about soul contracts or things going on in your life, we'd love to hear from you. It's always fun to do that. And email me if you'd like, if you're shy, Doc Michelle, D-O-C Michelle with two L's at AOL.com. So, okay, so I have some questions. So we're talking about going through our lives and sort of overcoming certain challenges, and this is what you're great at, is helping people, and your book is walking through. And there's a lot of, by the way, folks, there's a lot of tools here and techniques. So you're not just going to be reading it and going, huh? You're going to be, it's very friendly. It's very user-friendly.
Well, that's, I feel like people work better, learn better by doing.
Yep.
You know, just reading, oh, that's a neat concept. But if you're not given, well, here's how you can work with it. Here's what you can do. It's very hard to make a change because, and I actually see a lot of people out there who say, here's a cool concept, you know, love yourself.
Right.
And then the person sitting there going, well, but I haven't loved myself for 54 years. Yeah. Okay, I want to, but what do I do?
Right.
So I like to give the how.
You sure do. You sure do. And there's a lot of exercises at the end of each chapter, guys, that you can go through. And they're not these big, long, drawn, written out things. They're just use your mind and write things down. And it's pretty easy. And we can change.
And they're fun,
too. And they're fun. Exactly. They are fun. You know, I like that. So folks have challenges in their lives and things come up and, you know, they're trying to overcome barriers or issues or relationships or financial or yucky people, relatives that are really difficult to deal with. So how can people know if a challenge in their life is related to their soul? What's that about?
Well, the answer is it always is.
Okay.
That's kind of the short answer.
But
you then want to take it further and figure out, well, how do I know what it is? How do I know how to kind of form this in my head so I can start working with it?
Yeah.
The easiest way to do that is to start looking for a repeated pattern. So, for example, can we talk about money?
Mm-hmm.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people are challenged around money.
Yeah.
And they'll come to me and they'll say, I'm not making enough money, or I'm not making the money I believe I should be making, or whatever it is. I never have money. Money comes in and money goes out right away. And what I have found is that it's not usually an actual challenge around money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a challenge around support. Money is one form of support, as is somebody calling you and saying, how are you doing? As is the universe throwing a sign up suddenly so you know to slam on your brakes when the truck's crossing through the intersection. These are all forms of support. The easiest way for our brains to grab onto it is and to feel, to notice that we don't have support, what's the most obvious way? I don't have enough money.
Yeah.
But what I see in people over and over again is, well, it's not, you don't have enough money, but also look here, where is your support system? Where are your friends?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the people coming through for you? Who are you depending on? What are you depending on? This isn't just about that one strain,
mm-hmm.
but the way of which is money, the way that soul contracts work is they make things so irritating or challenging or yucky that you kind of get hooked on it. Oh, what do I do here to change it? So money tends to be the hot button, but it's really just pointing to the bigger challenge, which is I'm not safe, supported, protected in the world.
Wow. You know, and that's a heavy thing. That's really heavy. You know what I did? I got so excited about talking to you about being a psychic medium and about how we have to, you know, think about our lives and all of, you know, the teachings. I didn't ask you to really define what a soul contract is.
To define what I do?
Yeah, what is that soul contract? What is that, anyway?
I'm sorry, you cut out for a moment. What did you say?
I didn't ask you to specifically define what is a soul contract. Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Oh. A soul contract is that it's an energetic deal that you make with yourself to cover up a deep down pain, a deep down negative belief that you have about yourself. So I call those negative beliefs seed thoughts.
That's right.
They're energies that stick within us, and then we run around trying to fix those seed thoughts.
Yep.
We run around trying to cover them up. I don't feel safe, so I'm going to fly under the radar. I don't feel safe in the world. I'm not safe in the world, so I'm never going to speak up. Mm-hmm. I don't feel safe, so I'm never going to take risks, that kind of thing. I'm never going to create conflict. All of those things end up being our soul contracts. Mm-hmm. But they act as these little beacons, because people who don't feel comfortable speaking up, most of them eventually go, okay, this is a problem. I want to be able to speak up. This is very uncomfortable for me. I want to change it. And when they start delving into that, when they start looking at, well, why don't I want to speak up? Okay, I don't feel safe. Well, I don't feel safe. All of those negative beliefs that we could possibly have about ourselves, they represent soul lessons. They represent something we're supposed to learn.
Wow.
So my belief that I've developed through doing this work is that our souls come here to evolve. Mm-hmm. And through that evolution, we only evolve as we learn each piece. So, for example, I had to learn early on that I was good enough. I struggled with that belief big time. Mm. I'm not good enough was a big deal for me.
Yeah.
And so as once I began to learn that and believe it,
yes,
and I not just know it. You know, we all read the books and we all see all the information. You are loved.
Yeah.
You are good.
Yeah.
But if you don't believe it,
right,
it's great. You know it intellectually, but
sure,
we've got to embody it, take it into our full being, and live from that place.
Yeah.
And live from that place means I'm not making myself believe it. I'm not making myself behave that way. I just live that way. Mm. So once I started shifting and actually believing that, there was no need for my soul contracts, one of which was don't speak up. Mm-hmm. It didn't need to be there because I had nothing to protect myself from anymore.
God.
Did that make sense?
Oh, perfectly. Beautifully said, Danielle.
Cool.
No, yeah, really.
A little rambling around, but I think I got there.
No, you nailed it. I mean, that's the thing. And see, and I completely agree with you. It's like, you know, we can have books of affirmations, but if we don't truly believe them and embrace them and say, yeah, you know, I really am, whatever, let's go with one of the most corny, I am abundant, you know, I am completely healthy. And people aren't buying it if they don't really embrace it and, you know, follow through the exercises and changes that you suggest to really incorporate it into their true belief system. They're not going to get it. They could say them, you know, for years, and they're not going to happen. It's not going to work.
But that's actually a really cool thing that I discovered, and why I have found so many people having so much success with this book.
Yes.
When you realize you have a soul contract of don't speak up.
Yes.
Okay, so let's say you have a soul contract, don't speak up, and it's there to cover up I'm not safe, and that negative belief about yourself.
Yep.
Most people will go, all right, I'm not speaking up. I'm going to make myself speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Isn't that the natural knee-jerk reaction? Well, I have to speak up more.
Yeah,
sure.
That's
what everybody tries to do. But you're going to get this. That is a behavioral change.
Mm.
And if you try to change your behavior when your belief doesn't match, you're putting yourself in conflict with yourself. You're not going to get anywhere, or you're going to get somewhere really, really slow with a whole lot of work.
Yeah, that's true. It's really true. So that's wonderful how you help them. And you also talk in your book about setting our foundation. You say it's really important.
Very important piece.
Why is that so important?
What I found in working with people is that if they're not energetically and emotionally stable.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're super sensitive and all they have to do is see, you know, walk by a sad person or sit by a sad person on the bus and they're being kind of moved, oh no, I feel so bad for that person. Or well, if they're too sensitive, if they're too up and down, they're not going to be in a place of kind of calm and consistency where they need to be in order to develop the awareness of themselves that they're going to have to develop to do this work.
Yeah.
So if you're up and down and everything's crazy and you're just at the whim of everybody around you, how really can you focus on yourself?
Yeah.
So setting your foundation is really about getting people into the right state, getting them to live their day in a slightly different way that allows them to be constant and consistent energetically and emotionally. It doesn't doesn't mean, you know, flatlining, but
no,
it means
yeah.
that they have control over their emotions. There are a lot of people I work with who the ups and downs are just too big, and so as we start working together and setting the foundation,
yeah.
it becomes more of a small up and a small down, much more manageable. And when they start going down, they're able to catch it and use one of the tools in the book to bring themselves back to a more stable place.
Oh,
without
wow.
that, if you're all over the place, how can you focus on yourself?
Wow, that is really an important point. And you do discuss this in your book, Soul Contrast. And I think it's so important to you know, I mean, we've got a part of being probably I don't want to put labels on it, but a healthy human being is having love for others. You know, we see someone on the bus who's really, really ill, or we see people.
Yeah.
Who, but, you know, sometimes I guess we just have to allow, you know, their truth and their journey and love them, but say, wow, I've got to really protect myself and not get so completely consumed in this person's, because we can do that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. We yeah. take on their energy.
Yeah.
I used to do it all the time. I would see a squirrel that I thought might have a hurt paw, and I would, oh no, I feel, you know, and I'd be
sure.
so upset for
sure.
the squirrel. Now the squirrel's moved on. The squirrel's
yes.
going to end up being fine, but I'm
survive.
Still holding the hurt for that squirrel.
Exactly.
Or I'm still holding the hurt for that woman sitting on the bus who had a rip in her, you know, pants or something like that. We just take it on.
Wow.
And this is about, you can't focus within if you're taking everything in from outside.
Wow. Is that true? That's a really good point. That's a great
point.
And
a lot of people skip that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people don't want to do setting your foundation. They want to be like, no, I want to get to the good stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
when I back them up, no,
yeah.
setting your foundation, got to do that part, they finally start to realize, oh, I already feel better, you know,
yeah.
just by setting your foundation. A lot of people don't realize so much comes from that turmoil that we're, from absorbing everything around us.
Yes, exactly. I received an email from Julie, who's listening to the show right now. She doesn't say where she's from, but she has a really, I think it's an interesting question. We have a lot of emails coming in, but shall we give it a shot?
Sure.
We?
Let's see.
Yeah. She says, hey, Danielle, love what you're talking about. My problem is my mother and my relationship. I'm 28 years old, and I get really affected by what she says to me still. I still feel guilty about a lot of things, but I'm a nice person and I try really hard. How can I disconnect from feeling responsible for her feelings? Whoa, that's a good one. Whoa.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
It's actually a big one. That's actually a big question.
Roll
so there are a few things for
yeah.
Julie. The
okay.
first thing would be that she's got to start working on her foundation,
yeah.
her energetic and her emotional foundation, because, like I was saying, she's kind of like a little blade of grass in the wind. Mom says this, she feels it. Mom lays on the guilt, she feels it.
Yeah.
So the foundation has to be set first. But then the next thing would be that Julie has to start working on her seed thoughts and her soul contracts.
Mm.
So when I look at Julie, she's got actually a seed thought of I'm not good enough, also a mm-hmm. seed thought of I'm not worthy,
yeah.
and a seed thought of I'm not safe, supported, protected.
Mm-hmm.
These are three pretty common negative beliefs that
sure.
we tend to pick up about ourselves.
Yep.
So she would need to start addressing those three seed thoughts. They're resulting in things like a soul contract where Julie tends to overgive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to help. I'm going to prove what a good person I am. I'm going to give, give, give. I'm going to be there. I'm not going to have very many boundaries. And when I do that, my mom will see how much I love her and I want to be there for her and how, what a good person I am. And then that'll be reflected back to me and I'll feel like a good person.
Mm-hmm.
The problem for Julie is that's not really what mom does. Mom feels very, and I don't mean this in a,
yeah.
mom's kind of manipulative. So
yeah.
we're just going to say
yeah,
it that way. Mom wants
thing.
What she wants and she does whatever she needs to do to get that. And
sure.
a lot of that is through this kind of emotional, it's like guilting. Oh, Julie, it's okay. I'll do it myself. Kind of that idea.
Right.
That's what I'm seeing going on. So, Julie, working on your seed thoughts will help your soul contract of overgiving. You also have the soul contract of not speaking up, as
yep.
well as don't rock the boat, don't
mm-hmm.
create conflict. She doesn't like to make other people feel bad in any way. So Julie's not someone who's going to say, Mom, why did you speak to me that way? Julie's going to more keep her mouth shut and kind of like, okay, and just keep trying.
Yeah.
And Julie, you didn't mention other relationships, but I feel like you have this problem in other relationships as well, because this is your repeated pattern. pattern. Mm-hmm. So the place to start working is actually on those three seed thoughts.
Boy, that's great. And thank you so much. No, I think that's really going to help her. By the way, Julie, again, I'll be giving information at the end of the show about how you can pick up Danielle's book, Soul Contracts, and really kind of start working on some of those tools she has and thinking about you and some of those seed thoughts you have and how to become more of an independent person and love that which you are, girl. But thank you so much for thank you so much for emailing me. We appreciate it. And we just got an email back from her. She said thank you so much, so that's terrific.
Awesome.
See,
yay.
There you go. one person at a time. Let's talk about something else that you mentioned in your book, which I really liked, is you talk about embodiment versus intellectual understanding. Okay.
Yes, and for your group,
yeah,
the people who this is a good thing to talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're heady, and you're attracting the heady people too.
Yeah.
So we definitely have that in common.
Yep.
So intellectual. So everybody, when we kind of started addressing this earlier, everybody has read the books. Everybody has looked around, and everybody has, you're kind of aware. People are kind of aware right now, wait,
yeah,
I'm just as valuable as everybody else.
Yeah.
I should know that I'm just as valuable as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't believe it,
mm-hmm,
or they don't believe that the universe will take care of them, or they because of their negative beliefs,
yeah,
their seed thoughts.
Yeah.
And so because of that, they can... How many, I mean, I'm sure you've tried to do it. I used to try to do it. I've tried to talk myself into,
yes,
believing something.
Yes.
Tried to talk myself into feeling good about myself. Or, no, I'm safe. I used to have a lot of money worries. And,
yeah, yeah,
you know, that looking into that helped,
right,
me understand what this really is. I wouldn't feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew I was supposed to feel safe. Listen to Wayne Dyer. He talks about everybody's,
yeah,
taken care of, and what you believe is what comes in. Da, da, da. So, I believe I'm just taken care of with money. I'm supported with money.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, since I didn't believe it,
right,
it didn't happen.
Suddenly,
money didn't come flying in through the window,
yeah,
because my deep down belief was that I'm not supported and I'm not safe.
Yeah.
So this work is really about shifting the belief,
mm-hmm,
rather than intellectually knowing a whole bunch of stuff and telling yourself this is the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
That only leads to people beating themselves up, especially the analytical people that you and I tend to attract.
Sure.
That type of brain, the way it turns on itself really easily into,
yes, it does.
Oh, I just wish I could get it right. I am safe and I know I'm safe. That,
yeah,
kind of thing. Can't talk yourself into it.
Mm. Boy, is that tough. Exactly. You really can't. So you've got to really get that.
But how many people have tried?
No, exactly.
How many people have tried to go,
yeah,
well, okay, I get it. That's a,
yeah,
great concept. I,
yeah,
love it. I'm in.
Yeah.
But if the belief doesn't follow,
right,
it doesn't follow.
No, it doesn't. Exactly. And it really have to incorporate the emotion and the feeling and the belief system. And just, it almost gets to a knowingness. Knowing. You know, I know. There's no more, gee, I wish. You know?
Well, that's what the... All right, so at one point, at the end,
yeah,
by the end of the process in the book, you're reaching the mastery phase.
Yeah.
And in the mastery phase, you're no longer bringing yourself through the steps. You're no longer really having that awareness anymore,
mm-hmm,
because you're living from this new place of, for example, safety.
Yes.
I know I'm safe. So my idea about doing the X, Y, and Z thing for my business that struck me in the middle of the night,
yes,
since I know I'm taken care of no matter what, I'm just going to go for it. There's,
yeah,
not such a, there's no inner dialogue about it. You just live from that place.
Wow. That's right. And that's where you get to. Finally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you can get there, folks, if you
practice. Get to be a little less conscious again.
There you go. Less conscious. That's right. Live in that alpha or theta stage. You like
right,
the animals.
Instead of looking at the whole thing every minute, now you just get to live it.
Yes, exactly. Ooh, and it's not that difficult, guys. It's really not. It's supposed to be easy.
No, it's surprisingly not.
Yeah.
I mean, I gave, like in the book, I give a lot of tools and exercises,
yeah,
to assist.
Yep.
But as people go through it, in the first couple days of doing it, they're already going, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, this. Oh, wow.
Ooh,
you know, it's a very cool thing to watch.
It is. It really is. And it's, you know, it's just kind of going through the steps again. Folks, again, if you would like to check out this book. It's called Soul Contracts, Find Harmony and Unlock Your Brilliance. And I'm talking with author Danielle McKinnon. She has so much insight. And really, she really does get two tools helping you understand a lot of what's going on with you and how to work through a lot of barriers and problems, seed thoughts, early on stuff that we think about ourselves, and how to really live life to the fullest. Brilliance, as you say. I love that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too, because it's in there.
Yeah, exactly. What, just real quickly, what are some of the most common mistakes do a lot of folks make when working through? And we just talked about, you know, just thinking, okay, I'm just going to think through it and not embrace it and feel it. But
all right, so the number one mistake is one I touched on for a moment, which is figuring out where your soul contracts are and then just trying to do the opposite of all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm going to speak up from now on, or I'm going to be okay not being number one, or whatever, or I'm going to be okay with less organization. A lot of people have soul contracts around doing everything themselves, controlling everything, organizing everything to a T. Mm-hmm. Those are soul contracts to create safety and to prevent people from getting to know them, basically to see that they're not really all that good of a person underneath. Yeah. So when... Oh, I lost my place. What question was I answering?
Oh, we were talking about the real common mistakes that folks make.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the doing the opposite, that's the number one mistake.
Right.
The next mistake would be trying to rush through because you're so excited about what's coming. Like there's a step in there called tagging that everybody always wants to rush through.
Mm.
It's the only step that actually really matters.
Yes.
Like the other steps just come when you do that one step well.
Right.
But since everybody's so excited about what's coming, they try to go fast through that.
Mm-hmm.
And if they go fast through that, they're missing the point, because tagging is basically the development of awareness of yourself through a new angle.
Yes.
Coming to understand how this stuff has been affecting you.
Right.
So you have to go through this step, you know, and have it take like a week.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly,
not, it's not a half hour thing. People are like, yeah, I did it. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Because it does start getting kind of exciting. But I would say that would be the number two mistake, is trying to go too fast,
mm-hmm.
because this is really all about realization.
Yes.
It's really all about your experience.
Yeah.
So if you decide to spend a half an hour doing something that should take a week or maybe 2 weeks, you're not going to have the experience to base it on to shift the energy.
Yes.
So those are the two main mistakes.
Yeah.
The other thing I would say is a lot of people are reading through the book one time first to understand the whole thing, and then they go back. And this isn't a mistake. I actually think it's really great. So they want to get the whole idea in their head, and then they go back and they start going through the exercises. And I've been hearing a lot of people have been having a lot of success that way.
Wow. Great. That's so cool. We do have a hard break coming up here with CBS News, but I want to tell you guys, the book is called Soul Contracts, Find Harmony and Unlock Your Brilliance. And it's by my special guest today, Danielle McKinnon. Find out more about her, get the book, and what's the best way to do that, Danielle, for my listeners?
I would say my website, DanielleMcKinnon.com.
Good. And it is a great website. You find out a lot more.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being such a great guest. You're so much fun, and such a, you know, just talking with you, is, I just feel better. Thank you.
Oh, yay. Thank you for having me.
And thanks for all you do for everyone else. So you're a blessing. All right.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Take good care, Danielle. Thanks much again.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Again, folks, the show will be up in the archives in just a little bit, actually. And all the content information on how to get Danielle's book will be right here on my webpage on LA Talk Radio, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. I want to say thank you so much today also for our sponsors, because we do have sponsors, and I always like to say this at the end. Today's show is sponsored by Glow Soulwear, the clothing company that puts love and light in every stitch. Glow Soulwear is high-quality sports and nice casual clothing with beautiful and powerful sacred G designs. Wear your vibration and lighten up! Check out GlowSoulwear.com. All right, be back next week with more great stuff for you to help yourself get together with your self-esteem and your relationships. You can stay on the couch here on LA Talk Radio. More great shows coming up. Thanks for listening, Dr. Michelle. I'll be back next week. Bye-bye now.
Seeing flashing rays of coming light.